I want to talk about bridging the gap between God, us, and our good. First, let's deal with the idea of reference points. The most common reference point for people is the idea of right here and now. That phrase, right here and now, is establishing our first reference point in space, that is here, and time, now. And we either add or assume that we are talking about ourselves, and we are talking about ourselves in relationship to some area of our lives. This entire reference point could be summed up as our current state or our current condition regarding a specific area of our lives. I often hear priorities expressed as my current health condition, or my current financial condition, or my current work situation, etc. To give greater definition to this first reference point, a person would be wise to add specific facts. I'm talking about facts, not interpretations. They would add these facts to that description of their condition as, here are some examples. This is not a fact. I don't have enough money. That's an interpretation, not a fact. I have $11.92. That's a fact. Gas and electricity are too expensive is an interpretation, not a fact. My monthly average bill for gas and electric is $114 is a fact. By staying factual, we are staying physical and not slipping into interpretations that can be either emotional or mental regarding this relationship. And for the time being, that's a good thing. If we desire a different state, a different condition, then the discrepancy between what we are currently experiencing and what we want to experience is called the gap. And a good idea is to define the future state, the future condition, factually too. What facts accurately describe the future state that you desire? Write them down on a piece of paper for your use. Not interpretations, but facts. In this straightforward scenario, there are multiple relationships that are important. Here are five of them. What is our physical relationship to, quotes, what is, close quotes, that is, our current condition? What is our physical relationship to ourselves for having this condition? What is our physical relationship to other causative factors of this current condition? What is our physical relationship to the desired condition? And what is our physical relationship with the gap that exists between current condition and the desired condition? Because it's easy for us to see the physicality of things, and that's probably because our physical senses are pretty well developed, we tend to imagine problems and solutions in physical terms, even when that approach doesn't serve us. If the gap is seen in physical terms, we can get into estimating time or, commonly, how long will it take. We will estimate the distance, not necessarily in terms of miles or kilometers, but in terms of difficulty, hardship, pain, suffering, or more positively, in terms of excitement, fun, adventure, and discovery. Up to this point, I've been speaking of a physical gap, a factual gap. We can benefit tremendously from defining the current emotional state related to the current physical state as well. Again, we could use the same relationships as sort of a worksheet. What is our emotional relationship with, open quotes, what is, close quotes? What is our relationship emotionally to ourselves for having this condition? What is our emotional relationship to other causative factors of this current situation? What is our emotional relationship to the desired condition? And what is our emotional relationship with the gap? We can identify the desired emotions that we connect to having this emotional future state or this ideal condition by writing them out in detail again for our use. It occurs to me that going through these levels and adding definition and specificity would be like looking at building plans of a structure. First, we would have the physical structure of the foundation, floors, doorways, walls, ceiling, roof, load-bearing walls, etc. Next, we would want to have the plumbing diagrammed in, so we would have a flow of good water in and wastewater out. The electrical wiring would be added to the building plans because we want this form of energy to be available throughout the building. Doors, floors, walls, and ceilings are designed for the flow of human energy, that is, human traffic. Plumbing is for the flow of energy that we call water, and wiring is for the flow of energy we call electricity. How we think about our current state, that is, our mental and thinking relationships, could be analogous to the electrical wiring. We could use the same relationship framework for the mental level as for the physical and the emotional. That is, what is our mental relationship with what is? What is our mental relationship to ourselves for having this current situation? What is our mental relationship to the other causative factors that we see involved in this current condition? What is our mental relationship to our desired condition, the ideal condition? And also, what is our mental relationship with the gap, the space between current and ideal condition? You will notice that a lot of our thoughts and emotions about our current state are not really ours. They were demonstrated and taught to us by others when we were young. Unknowingly, they've entered us. Unknowingly, we live our lives accordingly. If we write down the opinions, fears, judgments, criticism, superstition, rules, dogma, both religious dogma and political dogma, prejudices, values, etc., we will realize that the, quotes, building material, end quotes, that we have heard or seen in our lives is often substandard if we want to produce the desired state that we have identified. The distance between point A, our current state, and point B, our desired state, is an imagined gap. Using as a foundation the facts, we realize that we have a lot of erroneous thoughts and emotions that can make the journey difficult and maybe even impossible. We may have been trained to use these thoughts and emotions to disempower ourselves, minimize ourselves in relationship to other things, so that even the smallest effort or the thought of effort can overwhelm us. Think procrastination. We have all had experiences in which we learned the power of perspective, the power of attitude. If you look back over your life, you know you've had experiences of going on short trips that seem to take forever, and you've had the experience of going on long trips that seem to fly by. While it may appear on the surface that distance in terms of time and geography may dictate the experience of the journey between two points, when we look back, we have experiences that show this is not true. How much time and effort does it take to go from point A to point B physically? How much time is required to go from an emotional point A to a better emotional point B? And how much time and effort is needed to go from the current mental state to the desired mental state? Here is some good news. 5 points of this news bulletin. Number one, the mental state produces the emotional state. 2, the mental state and the emotional states combine to produce the physical state. 3, the mental state is made up. It is imagined. We imagine it. 4, because it is imagined, the mental state is only real because we imagine it to be real. And 5, we can imagine a new reality in the time it takes to blink an eye. That's fast. I believe that when we make peace with our current state by choosing different thoughts, thoughts that serve us, we make our journey to the next desired state so much easier. However, as a caution, the caveman and the cavewoman in us will want to use primitive means to deal with the current state. That is, we will instinctively want to fight the current state, beat it with a club, hurt it, hit it, so it can no longer scare us. The other primitive action is to run away, not look at the current situation, numb ourselves to it, or to deny it, as if blinding ourselves to it will make it disappear. And you can see all kinds of behaviors like this to reflect this tendency. But there are other ways to deal with this above the primitive level. One way is we could use Jesus' teaching of turn the other cheek. I interpret this as an encouragement to change our view of the situation and to think and feel and look at the situation from a new viewpoint. It can also mean that by turning the cheek, we can improve our ability to hear at a deeper level exactly what is happening. Another way to see this is to use childhood tales of magic carpets as an example. In the fairy tales, a magic carpet rises above the bumps in the road that pedestrians and people on camels would experience. The friction and obstacles and obstructions that these people normally would experience wouldn't apply to somebody flying on a magic carpet. Higher vibration thoughts and feelings elevate us. They make the trips in cars easier, more fun, and seemingly faster. And in the fairy tales, that's what happens to people on magic carpets. Higher vibrations make all of our movements easier. We know that. They make them easier and more fun. We have the power to make our shoes, our cars, and other things almost into, quotes, magic carpets by choosing vibrations above the primitive level. I believe that there's a natural current, kind of like there is in the ocean, that flows in the invisible, invisible universe. It is God. It is the healing spirit. Aligning with this flow of healing spirit is the same as getting on a magic conveyance, going to where we want to go, or better. Our destination could end up better. I believe it is always available to us spiritually. What we will want to do is to align with it mentally by way of the thoughts we choose, which will then produce the emotions that lighten us and deliver us to the physical reality and deliver the physical reality of our new desired state to us. We can shrink that gap by choosing different thoughts and connecting to the healing spirit. I would like to end this service with a prayer. Father God, Mother God, Christ, the source, creator, and connection to all that is, thank you for all of our blessings. Help us to become aware of our connection to you, the ground that we live on and in, so we know by accessing higher vibration thoughts, we are connecting more fully to you, our God, and to our good at every moment. That power is ours. That right is ours. That responsibility is ours. Help us to know it and to accept it. Thank you. It is so. Amen.